It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys. Dropping loads of fantasy football knowledge all up in your eardrums. Here they are, Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Yep, that's right. We are the Fantasy Football Guys. I'm Kevin.
I'm Lyle.
And it is week 8, ladies and gentlemen. All of a sudden, we're halfway through the NFL season. How did that happen?
Real quick.
It did. It happened really fast. I know it was only 2 months, but geez, here we are at halfway. Anyway, we're the Fantasy Football Guys. Check us out on the World Wide Web at thefantasyfootballguys.com, on Twitter at TFFG, and various and sundry places like blogtalkradio.com/thefantasyfootballguys, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, iTunes, of course, the podcast app there.
Amazon Echo.
Yeah, if you have an Echo, you can just say play the Fantasy Football Guys.
Make sure you say guys.
Yeah, because there's some Yahoo out there calls himself the Fantasy Football Guy.
He might be a terribly nice gentleman and had a great show. I don't know.
Yeah, he jumped on our back, dude.
Not really.
Is what he did.
Who cares?
See, we are Fantasy Football. Yeah, we are. He's not the Fantasy Football Guy. We're the Fantasy Football Guys. I'm thinking he's just trying to piggyback a little bit. That's what I think.
Whatever. Doesn't bother me at all. If he wants a piece of this action, he's going to be very disappointed.
Yeah. The complete piece ain't that friggin' big. All right. So here's the thing. We get listeners send us stuff all the time, and it's really cool. It's one of the great parts of the gig. People send us jelly, quote-unquote beer. And, yeah, that's a great thing, and we appreciate all of that. There's a dude who listens to us in Korea. He's an English language teacher there. And he sent us a care package with all kinds of cool stuff in it.
Dude, I got to think. So he sent us...
It was like Christmas, dude. Yeah, Lyle's pulling stuff out of the
box.
Dude,
I was so excited. Like, So he sent us some, you know, cool stuff like keychains, a couple cups from the Olympics, a t-shirt, right? But he sent us some really some money and stuff like that. But he sent us some really interesting food items, too. And he sent us two things that come in pouches that apparently are alcoholic.
Are they?
Yeah, that's what he said in the email. So he said, hold on, let me think. Yeah, snacks. He said they don't taste all that great because you idea what's popular here. He said, I was worried it would get held because of two small alcohol things I put in it. The booze is called soju and tastes like watered down vodka, and it's cheaper than water. They sell it in drinking boxes because drinking is allowed pretty much everywhere here. The one of the pouch is orange flavored, and I actually like that. That's the one you got over there,
Kevin. Nice.
Though I mainly stick to rum. So anyway, and there's another one that literally looks like a juice box. So the one that Kevin has looks like, if you have children, it looks like the applesauce pouches that you can get for kids.
Right, but it's got a little screw top attached to the top. It's actually got a straw that goes down to it, which
and,
is kind of cool.
Right, that is dope. And then I have one that literally looks like a Welch's juice box.
It does, except it's like plain white. Anyway.
Right.
But probably the biggest, most important find in the entire box was the bag of chips.
Yeah.
That is tuna and mayonnaise flavor.
I cannot wait to taste one of those.
I'm a big fan.
There's a couple other chips that I really am not. One is butter. What is it? Honey butter?
Honey butter.
Okay, that's probably good.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, and then there was another one that we just don't know.
It looks like maybe some kale or something.
There's no English on the bag,
no.
So I have no idea.
If it weren't for the pictures, it could be anything in there.
Right.
So anyway, thank you very much, dude,
Thanks,
for sending us this stuff. It's going to bring us and our families minutes of enjoyment.
Yeah.
can't say hours. Moments of enjoyment.
Pleasure.
Well, you know, dude, at our age, you know, any moments of pleasure you get, enjoy.
Dude, I'm a big fan.
It's great.
Listen, I love stuff from around the world. I'm always interested in stuff. And I'm particularly money and food items, dude. You never know what these crazy people are
and,
eating.
Of course, drinkables.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always those.
Never hurts to have a drinkable.
Anyway, thanks, John. And on to fantasy football.
All right, let's do it. Let's do the news first real quick. Sean Kizer has once again been named the starter of the Cleveland Browns.
So what are we tracking now? Well, it's not a new starter, so...
Well, he started last week, but he got pulled. Threw a couple picks, he got pulled for Kessler.
Mm-hmm.
The week before that, he didn't get the start because Hogan got the start.
Right.
And Hogan sucks, so they brought Kizer in. It's like, you know what, Hugh? You've been in this league long enough. Pick a guy and stick with him regardless of what he does.
By the way, passed on Carson Wentz, passed on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good move. That's bright.
Way to go, Podesta. Anyway, Browns fans, you got Deshaun Kizer. And you know what? Once they started him week one, you kind of have to stick with the kid.
Just roll him.
Yeah.
Just let him. You know, if he starts getting beat up in a game, yeah, go ahead and pull him. Don't let his confidence get completely broken down.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, you got to stick with him for the season.
Just because he throws a couple picks, you stick with him. Simplify it down. You know what I mean? Obviously, the dude knows what he's doing, but geez.
Does he? Any Brown?
You would hope.
How many starting quarterbacks is this now?
28 now, I think, because they have, well, Kessler started a couple last year, so.
I guess that's not new, yeah.
That's not new. So 27 maybe with Hogan and Deshaun Kizer.
Come on.
Anyway, Benjamin Watson has a knee, so he could miss week 8. If you're counting on him, don't. Hey, good news for CJ Fedorowicz fans. That dude returned to practice. Juju Smith-Schuster practicing full yesterday, which is kind of cool. Today.
Could be Wednesday. Huge this week.
Could be.
With old Tavis and his issues.
Dude, what a bonehead.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the team stuck with you for an entire year while you were suspended for smoking weed.
Yep.
Right? So they stick with you, and this year they're not throwing you the ball enough, so you're going to be a little bitch. You know what? He's practice squatted, dude.
Yeah. He's out. He's ruled out for week 8.
He is. Juju Smith-Schuster, possibly looking to increase his role.
Here's his worst thing.
But the bad news is he has a concussion.
Right. The worst thing, though, is Pittsburgh Steelers are doing just fine.
5-2.
They're winning football games.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess if Schuster, Smith-Schuster is practicing, his concussion issues are behind him.
Hopefully.
Luke Kuechly and his concussion are doing well. He's practicing with potential to play this week. Keep on the lookout for that. Rashad Perryman and every other Ravens receiver has an issue, whether a concussion or a shoulder. Watch out for him. Hey, look, there's Jeremy Maclin with his shoulder. Look, there's Mike Wallace with a concussion. Sorry, guys. It's not going to go well for you.
Right.
Marshawn Lynch's one-game suspension was upheld on appeal. So if you're a Jalen Richard owner, your guy's fantasy value just ticked up by 0.1%.
We're still going to split carries. So.
Yeah. Jai, a full practice. He had a knee and an elbow issue, but I guess those are manageable as he goes through practice. And that's pretty much it as far as the news goes. We don't have Liz today. Hopefully at some point she'll let us know about her picks.
Yep.
But if not, just take a look at Twitter on Friday. I always retweet her Friday column about deep sleepers and such.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. So we have the Dolphins and the Ravens on the Thursday night tilt.
Which means I'll be watching something else.
Yeah, it's
kind of, dude. Like, I'll pay attention to the game a little bit, but I'm probably going to be playing a video game or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll set it up on my computer and do something else. It's not a real one you need to focus on that much.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to bust off of the game real quick. I was listening to Pat Kerwin yesterday on Moving the Chains on Sirius XM, mm-hmm. NFL channel there. And he was talking about the popularity of the NFL and the issues they've had with attendance. And they say there are some camera shots that don't show you the upper decks of these stadiums because there's just not that many people in them. Now, Philadelphia's not a problem. Doesn't matter what's happening in the league. People are going to come to the Eagles.
Pittsburgh's
game.
Probably the same. Dallas is the same.
Right. There's certain, you know... stadiums in the country that are always going to be full no matter what.
Right, but you go to Jacksonville.
Right, you go to Cleveland.
Right,
even Miami the Jets. You know, at kickoff wasn't full. Now who knows what happened after that? Because you know people trickle in. But,
they do.
You know. So anyway, he was talking about the popularity of the NFL. He said people who aren't even into football are love fantasy football, and they. Watch the Red Zone channel. He said for them it's like watching Bloomberg because it's like watching your stocks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, there's my competitor's stock going up, and look, mine's going down. My guy fumbled. So I thought that was interesting.
It is a good analogy.
And that's really kind of the only reason to watch this Dolphins-Ravens game.
It's the only reason I'll watch it.
If for some reason you have Jay Ajayi, right, or...
maybe Landry.
Landry or Matthews if he comes back, or Parker, rather, if he comes back.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting to look at it that way, that the Red Zone channels the stock market. Kind of funny. Anyway, taking a look at the game, Matt Moore comes in. You know what, dude? The Ravens are pretty staunch against quarterbacks. So, you know, even if Matt Moore could be considered startable, Just because of the situation, the matchup kind of points him toward no. Jay, Jai has got a good matchup. Ravens are 25th against running back, so regardless of his matchup, I think he's a weekly go. Jarvis Landry in a PPR is a monster, even though the matchup is not great. Last four games, 26 catches, averaging 63 TDs in that span. Three enthusiastic thumbs up for Jarvis. Kenny Stills actually gets a little more attention when Matt Moore is a quarterback for some reason. Don't know why. Caught a couple touchdowns last week. Has only 14 catches through the last four games. But with Matt Moore in there, he's at least flex worthy, I
tough
think.
Tough matchup, bro.
It is a tough matchup, but they're going to be throwing the ball.
Maybe.
Yeah. Devontae Parker, questionable with that ankle. He's one of those guys that if he plays, I want to play him, even if it's not a great matchup for receivers. It's a great matchup for Julius Thomas, but I still don't see that guy doing anything.
Never will.
No. Well.
Nope. Not in this offense.
His window has passed.
Yeah.
Baltimore Ravens, not really going to start any of these guys. Maybe Alex Collins.
Buck Allen, perhaps.
Maybe. But he's, you know, 39 carries for the last four games. 21 only catches, 37 though. Yards. Can I get through it?
21 catches, though.
21 catches for Allen. That's over five a game. 24 yards there. Flex-worthy, to be sure. Collins, no action in the receiving game, but does run for 60 yards. No TDs in the last four, though. That upsets me a bit. We talked about the woes of anybody who catches a football here. Macklin, Wallace, Perryman, Watson. Yeah, so really it's Collins and Allen.
Right. Vikings-Browns given a contest this week, if you'll call it that. Mm. Cross the pond, if you will, Kevin.
I will.
All right. It's supposed to be rainy there.
As it does this time of year in England.
Listen, Case Keenum, I know he's not a great quarterback, right?
I've heard that.
Doesn't have, you know, great numbers.
I've heard
that, averaging .197 a game. He's got two TDs, two picks in his last four. Those are pretty crappy. But, and it's a big but, the Browns have allowed
at
least 17 points to fantasy quarterbacks in every game but one.
Yeah.
So I think he's a start this week. He's probably a really sneaky DraftKings play.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that I'm not going to pick him up and set Jameis for him or anything.
I have Mariota on bye, and I said,
got to play somebody.
Why not?
Why not McCown? I mean, Keenum.
Keenum, yeah. So I'm going to roll the dice on him. Tough matchup for the running backs. What do we do now? Latavius Murray, what?
You treat Latavius Murray as if last game never happened. Seriously, because... Yeah, he looked good, but you know how many times does he look bad?
Averaged 6.3 at a 35-yard run
last week.
Yeah,
talk to me about the other six games that he had this year.
Well, the thing that bothered me was that he got 18 carries and McKinnon only got 14.
Yeah,
yeah. So is this now officially a committee?
Well, they went with a hot hand. Murray was actually getting stuff done.
All right, I feel you.
To him.
Yeah, I think Kevin's right. I think McKinnon's still a play in PPR formats. Again, tough matchup for these guys, so he's probably downgraded to a flex at most in standard leagues. Tavis Murray, I think Kevin's right. I think we fade him until we see the second.
Can
trust him. Tough matchup for these wide receivers too. I believe it or not, Browns don't give up a whole lot of they're top 10 against running backs and wide receivers. Not sure how those stats compute.
I don't know how that happens,
but they do. Still, these guys are too good, right? If Diggs is fully healthy and he's back, I think you got to play him. When Thielen's in there, the guy's got 24 catches over the last four games. No touchdowns. He's under 60 a game, but I still think he's flex worthy, especially in PPR formats. So I think you got to roll with him.
Yep.
Kyle Rudolph has one of the best matchups in the league this week. Again, a guy
one of two best matchups.
Right. The Browns are actually 31st. Against fantasy tight ends. Again, a guy has been disappointing as of late. But this might be a bounce back game because of the whole Brown situation. From the Brown side.
This ought to be good.
Not touching the quarterback,
no.
Right? It's Kaiser?
Which one?
Sure?
No.
How long is he going to play?
Until that second pick.
Yeah, Coyle's getting a lot of touches, but not a lot of yards.
No.
Well, no. I will roll Duke Johnson in PPR formats, even though Vikings are number one against fantasy running backs. And here's why. They're 18th, giving up almost 33 points a game to fantasy wide receivers.
And Duke Johnson is
primarily a receiver out of the backfield. So I will give him a nod.
Well, you look at it this way. Over the last four games, he has 21 catches.
Uh-huh.
The wide receivers don't have 21 catches combined in the last four games.
Well, yes, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. They have 25.
But yeah, exactly. The running backs have more, right? They have 30 combined between the two of them. So
tells you something right there about the team.
Sure does. From the running back side, no, thank you.
Do you mean the wide receiver side?
Sorry. Yes, wide receiver. Did I say running back?
You did.
Yeah, wide receivers. Yeah, we're going to touch brick. I'm not messing with Rashard Higgins. No, thank you.
No Ricardo Lewis for you?
No. Although, I mean, he is the team's leading receiver of the past four games from a wide receiver spot.
Yeah, but that's a very dubious
You don't even know who's
going
to throw him the football. Can't play him. Tight ends, I actually like both of these guys. Njoku obviously is an up-and-coming talent in this league, but you just can't play him in this offense right now.
I don't think
like Seth DeValve, too. I think he's a pretty talented guy, but, you know.
There's only so much you can do.
That's right.
So only so many chances a guy can take, Lyle.
When you get a couple.
And if you're playing Case Keenum in a game, you don't want to be, you know, throwing
can't
down
roll,
some.
Can't roll those dice too many times. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about, you know, 2, 4, 3 targets a game for these guys. It's just not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Falcons at Jets. It's going to be showering. It's going to be rainy. Anyway, Matt Ryan, who's your quarterback for the Falcons, last year's MVP. Not so great this year, only averaging 241 yards a game in his last three TDs and 3 picks in that span. What's going on with Matt Ryan?
Not playing well.
Well, gee, thanks. Good matchup for him against the Jets. They're 21st against quarterbacks, but I think you continue to roll Ryan if he's been your guy. Obviously, there's guys you want to play in front of him, but there's not many, quite frankly. Running backs, you have either of these guys, regardless of matchup, really, you play them. Just so happens it's a good matchup. Jets give up over 25 points a game to fantasy running backs. So if you have Freeman or Coleman, yeah, definitely. Even in a PPR, especially in a PPR, it just gets better and better. Wide receivers, Julio Jones finally stepped up and had himself a day.
Finally.
He had a day, Lyle.
Yeah. We'll be talking about that story.
Yeah.
Probably on the Saturday show.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So Julio Jones, even before that day, you can't sit the guy because he will have a day. And it's a good matchup for him as well. The other guy is Sanu, Gabriel. You know, maybe in a situation, really, there's no place you can play him. Hooper, also pretty good matchup for him. But I'm not feeling real great about him as an option.
He had that one really great play this year.
He had one, yeah, first game of the season. Had the slowest touchdown run in the history of tight ends. But, yeah, so there's better options. From the Jets side, you know what? I think it's time and I said this in the Tuesday Waiver Wire show, that it's time to consider McCown playable on a situational basis for the rest of the season.
So streamable?
Streamable, yeah.
I know you hate that term.
It's not my favorite, but I've gotten used to it.
Streaming.
You still haven't gotten used to the burger comment.
It's so dumb. It doesn't make sense.
It's all dumb.
Why is it a burger?
It's a pick six, dude. I mean, that's...
Pick six makes sense. You pick it, and then you run it for six.
Yeah, but it's only a thing because it's kind of half-ass rhyme.
Why is it a burger?
I don't know.
I just don't get it.
Why does it have to be a burger?
I've never understood it.
Anyway, so yeah, McCown is definitely streamable. Yeah, I streamed him a couple games last week. Got me the dub, or it didn't cost me the win anyway. Now, this week, it's a middling matchup against the Falcs. They're 14th against quarterbacks. So, you know, if you got a guy on bye, you know, McCown's not a bad go. 7 TDs, 5 picks in his last 4. Not great, averaging 245. Think of Alex Smith, but with interceptions. Right. Running backs, a pretty good matchup for them as well.
So not Alex Smith.
Not Alex Smith. No, if you had Alex Smith, you're not playing McCown. Anyway.
It's the worst analogy ever.
Thank you.
Think about this guy only playing much, much worse.
He's not this good. Okay, so Bilal Powell, if he's playing, you're playing him. He's averaging 70 yards a game in his last 3. Now, yeah, there were some gaps in there where he didn't play because of injury and such, but also 10 receptions in that span. So I like Bilal Powell. McGuire's a guy who I want to like, but I just can't because he's not doing it. Forte, another guy who I'd like to like. 13 receptions in his last 2. I like that.
Yeah, I think in a PPR format, he's playable.
But I think that's the whole deal with that is Powell is out. So you put Powell into the mix. Both of those other two guys' numbers just decline rapidly. The Jets wide receivers are almost flex-worthy. They've almost hit that point where you can, in a PPR, you can flex them. Curse, last 4 games, 13 catches, 41, 2 TDs. I like that. Robbie Anderson, last 4 games, a touchdown with 47 yards per game. You know, Curley, a touchdown, 39 yards a game. you know, 13 catches. So,
I like Curse.
In a PPR, I guess you could flex him in a desperation situation if you're at that point. But there's none of them really stand out as the guy.
They don't.
They're all kind of even, which is, I guess, okay for them. But for you and me, it's not great.
Not great.
Austin Seferian-Jenkins, you know, he's gotten 3 TDs in his last 4, 21 catches in that span.
Pretty good numbers.
It's back-end top 10 numbers, probably 9 or 10. For a tight end.
I think you got to play him, probably.
Thumbs up for him.
Yeah. Okay, Kevin, we're going to travel on down to Tampa Bay.
Why not?
Take on the Panthers.
All right.
Bucks taking on the Panthers at home from the Panthers side. Scattered showers here, Kevin. High 74.
Take your umbrella, kids.
Cam Newton. Let's talk about him. Been getting some flack, but I'll tell you what, man.
He walked away from another press conference yesterday.
I know. Kid puts up numbers, man. He's got 6 picks in his last 4, but he also has 9 total touchdowns and averaging over 300 total yards a game. I kind of love that.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so yeah. I will allow it, sir. And definitely play him in this matchup against the Buccaneers, who are 30th against fantasy quarterbacks.
That's
giving
bad.
Up 20 points a game. The running backs. Jonathan Stewart's touching the rock a lot, but not doing anything with it. McCaffrey, I guess you have to play in a PPR. Okay, I'll allow that. Decent matchup for the running backs. Very good matchup for the wide receivers. So, sorry, I have to cough. Very good.
Thank you.
Benjamin and Funches, both over 20 catches. Well, Benjamin right at 20 in their last 4 games. Benjamin averaging 82 yards. He's got 1 TD. Of course, Funches has the 3. Best matchup in the league for these guys. Play them both. Don't think about it ever again. Wouldn't touch Ed Dixon, really.
You're going to play both receivers?
Yes, I would.
Oh, okay.
Why? Do you disagree with that?
No. I just didn't. It wasn't quite clear in what you said.
Playing them both. From the Buccaneers side, Famous Jameis. Think you got to stick with him. A little bit of a rough matchup here, but he's playing well enough to be considered, startable in this league.
He's not really turning the ball over, which is
he's not.
A plus.
Only 1 pick in his last 4. That's very good, averaging 277. He's got 7 TDs in that span. Again, not huge numbers, but certainly playable numbers.
Consistent.
Yes. From the running back side, it's a difficult matchup. And the muscle hamster, the old Duggernator, Dug or not. Dude, 20 carries against Buffalo. It's a tough defense. He only averaged 2.5. You know, he's had scored in the previous 2. I guess you stick with him, but I wouldn't expect huge numbers out of him this week.
He's not an RB1, to be sure.
He's not.
He wasn't drafted like that, so it's okay,
I guess. The wide receivers, obviously you have to play Evans. Wouldn't touch DeSean Jackson in this matchup. He's just got to get loose. And, I think there's a better than not chance that he won't. Yeah.
It's a better than not chance.
Okay, let's say it's higher than 50%.
That
he won't get loose. I mean, he depends on that deep ball. He's really not your possession.
He kind of always has.
Yeah, that's who he is.
He's not going to get 8 catches again.
Right. O.J. Howard showing up big time last week with a couple sneeze, 98 yards. What do you do with Cameron Brate then? Well, I'll tell you what, you play him too.
You play him.
Because he had 9 targets last week. It seems like these tight ends are really part of the wide receiver situation here in Tampa. Now, temper your expectations. It's a bad matchup for the tight ends, and Howard has had exactly 1 solid performance this year. He did have another game with a touchdown, but he only caught 2 passes in that game.
Well, he's a rook, so I'm not really expecting him to light the world on fire.
I think I'd play Brate, but keep an eye on Howard and how many targets he's getting, because he could be a significant play going into our fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, that's a guy I might try to get on the cheap in a draft.
I actually picked him up on waivers in one league because I was like, well, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to see guys like that just kind of fall through the cracks in the Dynasty League,
which happens never. I had a guy on IR, and I was like, you know what? I'll roll these. Let's see what he does this week.
You know, as a goof in a couple leagues, I drafted Josh Gordon, thinking maybe he'd come back, and I popped him in the IR spot. Yeah. We're at week 8. There's not even a buzz about him coming back.
Well, but if you got nobody else to put in the IR.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's the Dynasty League. I have Andrew Luck I can put in the IR.
Well.
So I'm going to have to make a move.
You should probably dump him then.
All right, Eagles hosting the 49ers this week. It looks like it's going to be raining on the entire East Coast because, hey, guess what? Showers.
Yeah.
C.J. Beathard starting for the 49ers. I guess he could be good. He's shown flashes of competence. And it's a pretty good matchup for him. The Eagles are 24th against quarterbacks, but he's averaging 240 yards a game, a touchdown and a pick in his last two. Yeah, you're not playing him. Carlos Hyde is the guy you're going to play regardless. He's averaging 25 yards through the air on 15 receptions in his last four, 44 yards a game, two TDs in that span. not fantastic, but certainly startable as a running back. Let's see. Pierre Garçon is a guy you probably want to go with. The Eagles are 28th against receivers, giving up almost 37 points a game. So it's really Pierre Garçon and, to a lesser degree, Marquise Goodwin. I'd still give both of those guys a start. They haven't gotten into the end zone, either of them, in the last four, but they're averaging around 60 yards a game. Pierre Garçon has more catches. Goodwin tends to be the home run hitter. But either way, I'm starting both of those guys. And I would stay away from George Kittle, their tight end. There's better options out there, to be sure. Even though he's not doing too bad, has a touchdown in the last month and averaging 45. There's better guys out there. From the Eagles side, and I'll try not to sound too giddy, Carson Wentz playing out of his damn mind. They're talking about MVP for him. Yeah. I don't know. Lots of football left to be played, but he is playing well.
He's not going to win the MVP, but...
Who knows, dude?
They're talking about it.
Who knows what happens between now and the end of the season? We know it's Brady, right?
Yeah, Brady's going to win.
We know it's Alex Smith, right?
I think Brady will win the MVP.
Maybe.
He's just too good.
He is.
You know, it's fine.
So, anyway, you know, Wentz is 259 a game, has 12 TDs and two picks in his last four. He's actually run for a $113 on the year and doesn't have a touchdown there yet.
He's run for a $113.
In the last four games, yeah. There we go. So, yeah, he's the third down man. Definitely play that dude. Running backs, great matchup. San Francisco just lets running backs go crazy, averaging over 30, almost 33 points per game to fantasy running backs. So love LeGarrette Blount, and I'm actually going to flex Wendell Smallwood at this point, too.
Yeah, me too.
Picked him up in the DraftKings League as a flex. So, you know, I think it's going to be a week where they maybe don't have to throw the ball so much because the running game will be there, and I like both of those guys. I'll take Alshon Jeffrey, to be sure. He's not getting targeted as much as I'd like, but he's getting targeted enough, has a touchdown in the last month. Only 42 yards a game. That's okay. I'm still going to take him and play him at least as a flex every week. Nelson Aguilar has actually gone past Jeffrey for me. He's averaging 63 yards a game, three TDs in the last month, and he has more targets and receptions. So out of the slot, Nelson Aguilar, who'd have thunk it at the beginning of the year, but yeah, he's become startable on the regular.
He is. He's a flex. I'll tell you what, though. We're not going to talk about him a whole lot, obviously. I mean, the guy has only got three catches in his last two games. Yeah. One of them was the big bomb, but pay attention to Mac Hollins. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things, and you definitely pick him up in leagues. Here's why. Torrey Smith is not getting it done.
He's not.
Okay? And believe it or not, Mac Hollins was not supposed to be on the field during that bomb touchdown. Torrey Smith was tired, and he tapped out, and Hollins came in to replace him and ran a beautiful route and caught an amazing touchdown. The other thing is he doesn't drop passes very much, and he's been described as the best blocking receiver they have.
Wow.
So I would expect this kid to get on the field a lot more
sooner rather than
Torrey
later.
Smith doesn't pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's faster than Torrey Smith is, which is saying something because Torrey Smith's a burner.
And guess what? He's probably cheaper. So next year,
he's considerably cheaper.
Yeah, there you go. And, of course, Zach Hurts is the number one tight end in NFL, in football right now, especially in fantasy football. I guess if you say, would you rather have Gronk or Ertz, people take Gronk.
I would probably take Gronk. It's getting close, though.
It is.
This season, I mean, the way that Wentz looks at him, man, I mean, I'm all about the numbers. I don't have any affiliations. So, to be sure, that'd be a decent problem to have if you could choose between the two.
Yeah.
Bears taking on the Saints. Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
Is a person who plays in the NFL.
He completed four passes last week and a W. Thank you,
hey,
Eddie.
Hey, man. Sometimes you just got to get it done, and that's because Jordan Howard wrecking shop. He's got 94 carries in his last four games.
Jeez.
Is that real? Sometimes I look at these stats and I go, that can't be real.
It's old school, dude. It's like, you know, dude, guys used to get 25
carries
a game. 21
carries, 36 carries, 19, 18, 23. Come on. Yeah,
I don't mind. The only one that's unreasonable to me is the 36 one.
Yeah, that's a little bit much.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it was against Baltimore.
So, yeah,
you know, Tariq Cohen really can't play when Jordan Howard's playing the way he is. Oh, by the way, definitely start Jordan Howard, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's a given, I think.
Don't touch the wide receivers, please. When your quarterback completes less than five passes,
But more than three.
But more than three. I like Zach Miller a lot, but again, dude, this team, I can't trust him.
And to be fair, Mitch didn't throw that many passes.
It's true.
But, his completion rate was all right. It's just that they didn't throw the ball much.
Well, they know what they're doing now. They're protecting their quarterback, managing game. He threw seven passes.
He threw seven passes. His percentage, completion percentage was
57.1
for 107 yards.
Mm-hmm.
His quarterback rating was 101.8.
101.8. His best quarterback rating of his career. Completed four passes.
Nice.
In a W.
Nice.
Whatever. I really can't recommend any of these guys if they're not going to throw the football. From the Saints side, Breeze is obviously a play. He's averaging 262. A little bit down on his numbers, and it's not a great matchup.
He averaged over 300 a week last year.
Yeah. So I think he's still really close to that for the season, though. He's got 5 TDs, 4 picks in his last three. He's at 275 on the season, so he's got time to bring that up. From the running back side, Mark Ingram is playing absolutely out of his gourd. I think we're probably going to play him, Kevin. Turns out the Bears
go out on that limb, Lyle.
Or dead middle against fantasy running backs, so I don't mind him at all. He's got 3 touchdowns in the last 2 games. Kamara, I like the kid. I just want to see him get more involved. He catches enough passes, though, that we can play him in a PPR fairly reliably. Targeted 7 times last week.
He's averaging 96 yards a game, dude. What else do you want?
Yeah, all right. Well, I want him to catch the ball more. I'm greedy.
Good God, man. He's got like 6 catches a game.
When you see a guy who's averaging 50 yards on the ground, you're like, ugh. But then you go, okay, well, 44 through the air. Yeah, I guess we got to play
on that. 19 receptions over 3 games.
Yeah, I guess you got to play that guy.
Yeah, it's PPR look only, but,
Right. From the receiver side, I want to like all these guys. Thomas, Snead when he's healthy.
He hasn't been all year.
He hasn't been, right? Teddy Ginn, Brandon Coleman. Honestly, though, the only person I can really recommend playing is Michael Thomas. Ted Ginn is a bye week, decent fill-in guy for your flex spot. Definitely a roll of the dice in DraftKings leagues, but I wouldn't recommend playing him on a week-to-week basic.
He's had a couple good games in a row. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see that third before I really start trusting him, because we've been here before with Ted Ginn.
We have. We've seen it before, but this is a different team. Maybe he'll turn it around. You never know.
You don't?
Fleener doesn't catch enough passes to talk about, so I'm oot.
The L.A. Chargers, which still sounds weird, coming east to play the Patriots. Phillip Rivers has been playing pretty good the last couple games. Last four, 264 yards, 8 TDs, and only 1 pick in there. Phillip Rivers, this is the best matchup ever. Every single team that plays the Patriots, the quarterback goes over 300.
Yep.
And, so you figure on at least 23 points this week for Rivers.
I'm playing him.
Yeah, you are. So, Phillip Rivers, 4 enthusiastic thumbs up. Don't ask me where I'm getting that fourth one. Running backs, just as good a matchup, really. Melvin Gordon hasn't been lightening up the last couple games, but he's averaging just under 100 yards a game.
97 yards a game. He's got 4 TDs in those.
Yeah. So, last week he didn't really light it up. So, hey, it's all good. But, again, nothing like playing the Patriots to make it all come back.
Get those fantasy stats.
Not saying they're going to win the game, but it's going to be a high score because nobody plays defense, apparently.
Right.
So, obviously, Mel Gordon's a play. These receivers are a little compelling. Obviously, Keenan Allen's a go. I'm not sure about Ty Williams, and I'm really not sure about Travis Benjamin. If you get return yards, I guess Benji's a good go. He had a good game last week, but those good games for fantasy productions are few and far between for him. I did want to put him on the list here to mention him just because I knew people would wonder, hey, Benjamin looked good last week. You know what, though? He's like 30 years old or close and hasn't had that many great games in the NFL. Hunter Henry's the tight end to play now. Antonio Gates is a rare appearance. 7 catches over the last 4 games, whereas Hunter Henry has double that and a couple TDs to boot. So, like Henry in this game as well. So, love the offense against this poorest New England D. Don't have to talk to you too much about Brady. You're going to play him if you got him. These running backs continue to be a quandary. It's an okay middling matchup against the Chargers. Gillisley, White, Lewis, Burkhead. I don't know. I guess Gillisley and Lewis are getting the most carries. Lewis has gotten more touchdowns. He has 2 over the last 4 games. And that's pretty much it. What James White has a receiving touchdown. If I had to start one of these guys, it would be Lewis. but I would probably look elsewhere for my running backs because it's such a mess and you never know who or what is going to piss Belichick off to make him pull a guy off the field. It's frustrating because if this number was cut in half, you could probably start both of them, but it's not, so you can't. You can start Brandon Cooks, however. A decent matchup for him. He's averaging 70 over the last four. He's definitely a go. Chris Hogan is definitely a go. He has a couple TDs over the last four games as well, averaging 56 yards per and 18 catches over that span. Amendola has 20, not nearly as many yards, only has one TD. I'd flex him as well, especially in the DraftKings league. Pop him into the flex. He's going to be cheap. And, of course, you're going to play Gronk as well. I'm playing everybody in this game, dude.
Just start them all.
Why not?
Except Antonio Gates.
Right.
Raiders, Bills, Derek Carr, man. Terrible matchup for him. Can you bench a guy who dropped 417 on the team with the best record in football?
In Buffalo in the rain? Yeah, you can.
You probably can, yeah.
But who else are you going to play?
Well,
you're not going to play Keenum.
Temper expectations. I might play Keenum over Carr this week. Do you want to put money on that? You want to put a fin on it? We're back to even, pal.
Yeah, I'll put a fin on it. All right. I'll take Carr.
Keenum versus Carr. what format are we going in?
Doesn't matter. PPR doesn't matter to quarterback.
No, it doesn't, but six versus four does.
Our NFL league.
All right, done. Okay. I think Keenum outplays Carr this week.
Okay. Obviously, you just put a Fenske on it.
Yeah. Put five on it. How about that Mercedes Lewis?
Yeah.
Kevin was so mad.
No, I wasn't. Dude, he called it. I just texted you. Now we're back to even. Yeah. I wasn't mad.
I sent you a smiley face, and then you said, F you.
No, I sent you a middle finger emoji.
Well, that's
F you. I don't have to be mad to flip you off. Oh, okay. It just has to be a day ending in Y.
Right.
Like anyway, this. Bing.
Marshawn Lynch is suspended.
Yeah, for that game.
Dummy, that means Rashard and Washington will get slightly more carries.
I'm going to run onto the field and push a ref.
And we care slightly less because it's a terrible matchup. We wouldn't play these guys anyway. Washington did score a touchdown last week, but no, thank you. Amari Cooper proved that we can't sit him ever. Yeah, so I guess you play him. Decent matchup, actually, for the wide receivers. Bills are 17th, giving up 32.5 a game. So Crabtree's a play. Cooper's a play. Jared Cook's probably not a play unless you're desperate. It's a good matchup, but, I mean, you know, guy's got 14 catches over four games. He's under 50 a game. You know, no touchdowns. Yeah. Not a big fan. From the Buffalo Bills side.
No, you can't.
No Tyrod Taylor.
You can't.
Going to play Shady. He also proved that we should not doubt him. You know, we were doubting him going six games in. He was like, oh, yeah, well, let me drop, a couple touchdowns in your face.
And a Hyundai.
Yeah.
Total hungry.
Wide receivers are kind of gross, but I do want you guys to keep an eye on Deontay Thompson, who just moved over from the Bears. Caught all four of his targets last week. Looked pretty good. So keep an eye out for him. He was 4 for $1.07 with the big, long 44-yarder obviously contributing. Not a young buck, but they need receivers here. And all of a sudden, he seems to be the best option in town. With Clay out, Nick O'Leary comes in as the tight end. I don't think we're going to start him, but
there's better options.
Keep an eye out. Maybe he'll become part of that offense.
He caught a couple last week for 58, I think, or 56.
Looked okay.
You need more than that, really.
Yeah.
Colts, Bengals, they're going to be playing in Cincinnati. Jacoby Brissett is a guy you'd like to play because he seems like a hell of a fella and plays his heart out. But he's only averaging 221, two TDs, two picks. Better options out there. Frankie Gore, kind of want to play him too while you still can. He's averaging about, 65 yards a game, no 67. TDs. 67.
In his last four.
You can't really play him. The matchup is okay. But Marlon Mack is a guy I like to play.
Every friggin' week, I read an article about how the coaching staff in Indianapolis is determined to get Marlon Mack more involved in the game.
And then the kickoff comes.
You guys run the team. Yeah. All you have to do is go give him the ball.
Frank, have a seat for this series. You know,
good Lord.
He's averaging 16 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown.
Not averaging 16.
A total of 16.
Right.
Yeah, so Frankie's getting 45 or is getting, considerably more carries, obviously, and more receptions.
Averaging
as well.
A yard less on the ground.
Yeah, go figure. So, Effort. It's the Colts are a mess. We know this. Hilton's only averaging 63 a game. He should be averaging over 100 and catching a touchdown every other week. Moncrief is a guy who should be good as well, but just this offense and this quarterback just ain't getting it done. Except for Jack Doyle, apparently. Jack Doyle's doing well. 40 yards a game, has a TD in his last three. Has caught several passes, six a game. So, yeah, Jack Doyle's a go. That's
I had much it. Julius Thomas in a bunch of leagues. Three leagues, as a matter of fact.
Dropped him?
I dumped him, and there's Jack Doyle sitting in the waiver wire. I was like, yes, please.
I'll take three of them.
It's, I mean, dude, he's not amazing, but he's a significant upgrade over Julius Thomas.
Everything's relative. If you have Julius Thomas, Nick O'Leary starting to look sexy.
Starts to look pretty good.
Cincy's side, Dalton.
I'd play him this week, man.
This is a great matchup for him against the Colts, 27th against quarterbacks, almost 20 points a game. Dalton's like 250 a game, couple picks, four picks over his last three, seven TDs. I mean, you know, you're going to have very few opportunities to stream in Andy Dalton. This could be your opportunity if Keenum or McCown aren't available for you. Jeremy Hill is useless. Gio Bernard's useless. Joe Mixon, Gio Bernard has a TD in the passing game and six catches over his last three, so not totally useless. Joe Mixon, averaging 43 yards a game on 39 carries in his last three, has a TD there, seven catches in that span. I want him to be good, and I think he could be good, but they're just not giving him the rock, dude. And they're
good matchup, probably a flex this week.
I want to see a game out of him. I want him to have a day.
A day.
I want him to have a
day. Have a day, Joe.
And then I might believe a little bit.
I saw a meme with Mr. Miyagi, and it said, mix on, mix off.
From the receivers. Awful.
No? Thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, of course you did. You told it again.
He had a little Bengal shirt on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awful.
You had to be there, Kevin.
I guess I did.
Yeah, it was funny the first time.
No, it wasn't.
It was pretty funny.
Well, maybe I have to see it.
Nah, it's ruined now.
It is. It's gone. AJ Green is a guy you're going to want to play, averaging just under 100, two TDs in his last three. Great matchup for him. Love AJ Green. That's about it from the receivers. Tyler Eifert is out, of course. We know this. Tyler Croft, averaging 43 a game in his last three, has three TDs. Thumbs up for Tyler Croft. All of a sudden, they have another tight end named Tyler making it happen.
Yeah, I mean, he got blanked against Buffalo, but came back and scored against Pittsburgh.
You know, quite frankly, I would take him and you know, play him on the regular.
Wow. Yeah. Deep analysis from Kevin. Texans.
At least I'm not talking about mix on, mix off.
Texans at the Seahawks, Kevin, and you can't sit him. It's a terrible matchup in a terrible place to play. You can't sit Deshaun Watson, man.
You can't.
You cannot sit him. Guy's got 13 touchdowns over his last three games.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Just two picks in that span, averaging 256 a game. Yes, please.
And the running.
Dude, 78 yards. The running backs, though.
Yeah, Miller's all
right. Miller's all right, but it's a terrible matchup. So I'm downgrading him to a RB2/flex this week if you can get away with it. Odds are you probably can't, given the current climate in the NFL with running backs. But if you're in that blessed situation, he'd be the guy at Pine. I want to see Donta Foreman get involved a little bit more, and he has been a little bit. But I'd like to see a little bit more out of him before we can start talking about him
indeed
reliably. Will Fuller's stats still won't come in because of that stupid V next to his name. I still can't figure that out. We pull our stats from a service, and you have to use the player's name. And because, you know, Will Fuller has the V, Will Fuller the fifth behind him, I can't manage to pull his stats accurately. Damn it. Anyway.
Does the listeners really need to know that?
Well, I was talking about the V. Yeah, sure. They want to see how the sausage is made, man. Yeah. Don't talk down to our listeners. They're very intelligent.
I'm not talking down to my
listeners.
They're
very intelligent.
I'm just saying that they only have a certain amount of time to listen to this show, and you're talking probably, to them about BS.
They would probably rather listen to us argue with each other than read stats.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Anyway.
And that show's called Random, and we do it in the offseason.
Yeah, and it's pretty good. Actually, we don't argue that much during that show. Yeah. Anyway, he's played three games this year. He scored in all three of them. Don't know what happened last week, his last game against Cleveland when he only scored one touchdown.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gonna I know what happened to him last week. He was off.
He was off last week, yeah. Comes in, really tough matchup. You're going to play him. Obviously, you're playing DeAndre Hopkins as well. Listen, as Deshaun goes, these wide receivers are going to go. It's probably going to be a down game for them, but you can't roll those dice. You're not going to sit a guy that scored 13 touchdowns in his last three games. You're also not going to sit two receivers who have each five touchdowns in their last three.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just go ahead and play him. We're not going to play Ryan Griffin. From the Seahawks side, Russell Wilson's starting to pick his game up a little bit.
A little bit. They're starting to throw the ball.
This is what they do. He's over 300 a game total, or right there at there, including his running yards.
Right,
he's
got there seven, at there.
Right there at there. Seven touchdowns, three picks in his last three. Going to roll him. Yeah. Seven total touchdowns.
Ah, gotcha.
Six through the air, one on the ground.
Got you.
Yeah. From the running back side.
A little less...
I would love to figure out. I would love to figure out which one's gonna. Do you think ProSize comes back and eventually gets this thing going?
He's more of a third down guy.
Okay, so
I think it's gonna be Lacy, dude.
Is it gonna be Lacy? Is it gonna be Ross? Yeah. No matter who it is, I'm not touching him. I'm not, unless I'm desperate. I'm not starting him. I like J.D. McKissic too.
Yeah.
You know, catches a few passes. He's got a couple touchdowns in his last three. You know,
can you count on that?
He had himself a day. Kevin.
Have a day, gentlemen.
That was actually in one game against Indy on October 1st, so never mind. Dougie Baldwin. Okay, we can talk about him. Now, Kevin said many times this year, just wait. And he was right. Again, here they come. They're doing it again.
They've done it for the last two years at least.
Towards the end of the season, midway through the end of the season, Baldwin becomes an elite-level receiver. And you know what? They're going to do it again, Kevin. So I'm not going to sit him for the foreseeable future. Last week caught 9 passes on 12 targets against the Giants. Also had a snee in that one.
How many yards?
Touchdown. 92.
I love it. 9 catches, 92 yards.
9 catches, 92 yards. Big, big fan. Can't play Lockett. Love Paul Richardson, but again, can't recommend him until he gets more involved. Jimmy Graham's obviously a tight end we're going to play.
There you go. Cowboys, Redskins. It's going to be in D.C.
Big Redskins fan this week.
Yeah, love the Redskins. And my son James is like, I don't like the Redskins. I'm going to have to cheer for the Cowboys. I'm like, dude, there's only one situation where you cheer for the Cowboys. Only one. And that is a Cowboys win puts the Eagles into the playoffs.
That's right.
That's the only time.
Yeah.
Anything lower than that, you can't cheer for the Cowboys. Anytime.
Yep.
So, and he understood, I think. I hope he did. Anyway, Dak Prescott, dude, he's like the third fantasy quarterback in a lot of leagues, a couple of ours. Go figure.
He's pretty good.
246 yards a game, 9 TDs, 2 picks in his last three. His run for 88 yards and a couple TDs there as well. You can't ignore that. And it's a good matchup against the Skins. You know, they're 23rd against quarterbacks. So, yeah, thumbs up to Prescott. Zeke Elliott, not a whole lot to say about that frigging guy. You know, if you're a Cowboys fan or you're an Elliott owner, you love him. But if you're not and you don't...
Or you like chipmunks.
Or Ewoks. Anyway.
Who wore it better?
Yeah. From the receivers, Dez Bryant. I guess you still got to play the guy. He gets plenty of targets and catches and yards and TDs, but...
That would be the definition.
Of a good guy you want to play. Yeah. Over the last three games, 17 catches, 71 yards, 2 TDs. Great. Not a great matchup for him. The Redskins are pretty staunch against receivers. Last week's game notwithstanding. Dez Bryant to go, of course. Bryce Butler, who's a guy who is like a sneaky flex in a DraftKings league, but you can't play him on your regular league because he just doesn't get it done enough.
Two targets, 2 catches a game, roughly.
Yeah, you know.
He targeted in the end zone.
35, you know, 40 yards.
A little bit.
Touchdown every 4 games, something like that. Williams
and Beasley.
He actually
scored 2 in a row.
Have he?
Yeah. Well, no. The previous
he did score two.
Didn't last week.
Cole Beasley has 2 TDs in his last 3, but he's just not targeted enough this year. So really, out of this group, it's Dez Bryant, as we know. Jason Witten has come back on a little bit. 41 yards a game in his last 3. Does have a TD. Not a great tight end. There's better options, but as bye weeks come around and for daily fantasy, Witten's a guy who can get it done for you.
His last 2 games have been better.
Yeah,
so maybe though.
And he takes a helmet off, and that bald spot just peeks right out there.
Yeah, it does.
And says hello. From the Redskins side, Kirk Cousins averaging 284, 7 TDs and 2 picks in his last 3. Ran for a TD in that span as well with 82 yards. So, yeah, I like Kirk Cousins. The Cowboys aren't great against fantasy quarterbacks. So, yeah, I like Kirk Cousins as well. The running backs, it's really just Chris Thompson at this point. He's leading the team.
It's not only just Chris Thompson. It's an enthusiastic Chris Thompson.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Big fan.
It's, you know, he's leading the team in receptions. He's leading the teams in receiving yards and running yards. which is not very...
not a lot, but...
It's pretty rare, actually.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, he's going to be a go. Terrell Pryor kind of has disappeared the last couple games. It's really become Jamison Crowder, Josh Doctson, and Ryan Grant, but none of those guys are standouts, so you really can't point to one of them and say, I'll take that guy. You can point to Jordan Reed, however, and say, I will take him. Two TDs last week.
And I'll tell you right now,
against the Birds,
something happens to him, Vernon Davis needs to be picked up.
Yeah, Vernon Davis, even with Reed in there, when Vernon gets his
chances,
he had
himself a day.
He did have a day. So, yeah, Jordan Reed, if he's healthy, if he's not healthy, run and get Davis.
Yeah. Steelers-Lions, this ought to actually be a pretty good game,
Sunday night, tell, right?
Yeah, man. This ought to be a good one. Mostly cloudy, but they're in a dome in Detroit, so it doesn't matter. It'll be a cool, low humidity, 72 degrees in there, Kevin.
No need to bring a coat, kids.
Yeah, I wonder what it's like to see a game in a dome. It's got to be a little bit weird.
You would think. Might be a little echoey.
I don't know. I'm so used to the link. It would probably be weird to see it anywhere else, but I don't know. I'm just pondering.
One might say babbling.
Big Ben. I don't think he's a fantasy play anymore. Not a great matchup. Lions are 10th. You know, obviously had the one abysmal game, but even in the two wins since Jacksonville disaster.
The five-pick game.
Against Kansas City and Cincinnati. He's got three touchdowns in those games. He was at 224, 252. Kind of Big Ben-ish, man.
But he's run for seven carries, minus 5 yards.
Minus 5 yards in those games.
Dude, I got to think you have a better option, honestly.
Yeah, you got it. I'm trying to – I think he might be – he's negative yardage rushing on the season.
Yeah, that's on Big
See,
Ben.
Minus
like.
Five plus – that's four, minus five. Okay, so now you're plus one. Yeah, so you're minus 11 yards on the season.
Well done, Ben. Well done.
You don't know, though, man. I mean, I haven't seen all those. So maybe he's just, you know, he's avoiding sacks and just not getting back to the line.
Maybe.
Anyway, Lev Bell, we're going to play.
You think?
Yeah. Antonio Brown, we're going to play.
Yeah.
If Juju plays, right, he's got that concussion,
yeah.
I would play him. But we know that Bryant is gone for this week and perhaps longer, depending on his attitude. So
might be a Darius Hayward Bay situation there.
Maybe. I'm not going to roll those dice, but definitely keep an eye on that situation. I think Juju Smith-Schuster. Is it Schuster?
Schuster.
Anyway, he's going to play a significant role in this offense going forward if Martavis Bryant does not get his head firmly out of his buttocks.
It's wedged firmly in there.
It is. Not going to touch the tight ends too much. I don't know why, but Big Ben's never been a huge tight end guy.
No.
Yeah. More into those wide receivers.
You would think, yeah.
Anyway, Stafford, it's a terrible matchup, dude. And he has not been lighting the world on fire as of late. Steelers are second, giving up under 10 points a game against fantasy quarterbacks. He did throw for 300 against New Orleans, right? But that's New Orleans.
New Orleans is considerably more porous.
I'd be very speculative about starting Matt Stafford this week. I would look elsewhere if at all possible. Definitely not a play in daily leagues. From the running back side, they're gross too. You know, Abdullah touches the ball quite a bit. I guess maybe he's a flex. They're going to have to do something. I'll give him a cautious yellow. Golden Tate, I thought, was going to be out for a while. I saw he was practicing. I mean, he's not going to play this week, right?
More than likely not.
But he was on the practice field, so maybe he'll be back sooner rather than later. But it really doesn't matter. The Steelers are number one against fantasy wide receivers, and guess what? I'm not into Marvin Jones that much. Kenny Galladay, when he comes back, could be dangerous, particularly if Tate is really hurt. But you know,
yeah,
you gotta. I mean, I picked him up in a couple leagues just in case, but I certainly wouldn't speculate on him. I wouldn't start Ebron. Actually, this looks like a terrible game for all Lions.
It kind of does, yeah. Looks like a pretty good game for a lot of Steelers, though.
It sure does.
So, Monday night tilt, 8:30, Broncos Chiefs. Broncos kind of suck lately. Have you noticed this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of it has to do with Trevor Siemian. 254 yards a game, two TDs, three interceptions. It just seems like he's lost sometimes, dude. I don't know what it is, but it's a good matchup for him. The Chiefs are 29th against quarterbacks, but I still can't recommend Trevor Siemian. C.J. Anderson, it says he has five receptions for 11 yards in his last three, but I think he had five drops by himself last week. I'd like to be able to start the guy, but he hasn't gotten into the end zone in almost a month. Only has 52 yards a game in the last three. Eh.
Not a fan.
Yeah, and the matchup isn't good. So, yeah, look for better options. I guess if you have to start him, go ahead, but I would try to not to. From the wide receiver side, good matchup for them because those Chiefs are 31st against receivers. So Demaryius Thomas is a go. Hasn't been getting it done lately because it's a Trevor Siemian problem. We understand this. But I would play Demaryius Thomas at least in a flex. Sanders is still questionable without ankle. I wouldn't anticipate him being in. Benny Fowler is a guy who's taking his place. Last week he only had a few yards and no TDs. So I'm going to fade him as well. Tight ends, A.J. Derby's actually getting it done a little bit. Last three games, 50 yards a game, has a TD in there. Dude's got to throw to somebody, and it looks like it's Derby.
Well, last week he got seven targets against the Chargers. So.
Yeah. So, you know, he's a guy we haven't heard a lot about, but he's getting it done. So as a DraftKings or a flex pickup, yeah, why not? Alex Smith is in the conversation for MVP. He's over 300 yards a game. Let me say that again. Alex Smith is over 300 yards a game in his last four.
Do you think he's leading the MVP pack, or is it still Brady?
You know, I think, you know, Brady's one of those guys who's good like this every year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like Tom Landry was never coach of the year because he was that every year.
Yeah, but Brady's been MVP.
He has. But I think Alex Smith is the sentimental sexy pick now because of the way his career has gone and all that kind of thing. So
I feel you.
So, you know, I think right now, if the voting was now, it might be Wentz because of the way that he played on Monday. But I think Smith is probably leading it now. What?
Just this tweet bags me up every time. It's the Blake Bortles facts tweet.
What's it say?
Blake Bortles and Tom Brady have combined for 5 Super Bowl titles, 4 Super Bowl MVP awards, 12 Pro Bowls, and 2 NFL MVP awards.
They have combined.
Yeah. They have.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pay no attention that all of those stats belong to Tom Brady.
Anyway, so yeah, obviously Smith is the guy you're playing. The matchup is just okay. Bronx are 13th against quarterbacks. Kareem Hunt, don't have to talk too much about him. Bad matchup. The Broncos' D is really good. No way you can sit this guy.
No.
He's averaging like 120 yards a game. So
got to get back in the end zone, though.
Yeah, I want to see that. Yeah, I like the yards, but touchdowns would be nice. Reek Hill, you're going to play that guy. And that's pretty much it. I mean, there's
no play Travis Kelce?
Well, no, I'm talking about receivers.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty much it for receivers. I mean, Wilson does okay, 48 yards a game in his last three. Conley does okay, 39 yards a game in his last three. New kid on the block, DeMarcus Robinson, actually caught a few passes last week and kind of didn't have a coming out party, really, but was actually involved in the offense. So
he had
keep
almost
an eye 79
on him. Yards, 8 targets.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. But, you know, before that, not so great. So keep an eye on him. Kelce is an obvious start. He's a top five, or top three, probably, tight end at this point. Whew.
And those be them games, biatches.
Yeah, it is those games.
So.
It's a lot.
It's a short one this week, though. 14 games. All right.
Is that all it is?
I think so.
I guess it is. There's a lot of teams on bye.
Something like that. Maybe 13.
So let's dive right into some questions, shall we?
I am ready to go.
Derby City Aaron yesterday, he said, hey, 1 point PPR, I traded Lamar Miller, Zach Ertz, and Doug Baldwin for Zeke and Jimmy Graham. It's keeper league, and we can keep forever. I'm 4-3. If Zeke does get suspended, is this trade awful?
No. It might hurt you this year.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Miller is average. Doug Baldwin is, you get half a season out of him.
Maybe,
it's a good half a season, usually, but you get half a season. Graham is going to be a decent replacement for Ertz. Not as good, right? I think Ertz is going to be an elite-level tight end in this league for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I really do. He and Wentz have some kind of chemistry going on. They're just on the same page. And Ertz is going to be a dominant factor in every single game. Jimmy Graham's not that guy anymore. However, Zeke is a significant upgrade over Lamar Miller.
Absolutely.
And probably Doug Baldwin combined, depending on the week.
Yeah.
So you're giving up two spots and picking up at least those points in one. And you have an average replacement for your tight end, which really isn't super important. Position. So I'm okay with this trade. I'll allow it, particularly because you can keep players forever. So
yeah, that's the thing. If it was just a redraft, I'd be like, dude.
Yeah. Well,
what are you doing?
Yeah, that would be a bad move because he could end up out for the season. All right, lineup help for Chris. He says, hey, guys, got a few one-peeper questions for you. Rivers or Wilson?
Rivers.
I'm playing Rivers. Yeah. Pick one. Juju, DeAndre Washington, Ted Ginn, or Deion Lewis? If he plays, do you roll Juju here?
It wouldn't be Washington. It wouldn't be Lewis.
Teddy Ginn or Juju.
I might give Ginn a roll just because Juju's got the concussion deal.
I like that Deion Lewis is getting more involved, man, but I don't trust.
I trust him. If he was the feature back, I'd love it.
Me too.
I don't trust Belichick to, you know, if he fumbles, he sits out the rest of the game.
Yeah. Well, he probably shouldn't fumble.
Well, of course he shouldn't, but nobody tries.
Pick one and a peeper, Fuller, Buck Allen, Juju, or Forte.
Fuller.
Can you sit a guy, again, terrible matchup, can you sit a guy who scored 5 touchdowns this year in his only 3 games played?
Fuller. Who else are you going to play? Buck Allen?
Maybe Buck Allen in a PPR. You're right. It's Fuller.
Yeah, I mean, I like PPR, but you know what?
The matchup scares me. Fuller's got to crash down to earth. So does Watson at some point.
You'd think. But Buck Allen has to catch 6 passes before he gets the touchdown that Fuller gets.
He often does that.
Okay. You want to play Buck Allen? You go ahead and play Buck Allen with Joe Flacco and the Ravens. Go ahead and play a Raven. I dare you.
Dolphins are 10th against running backs, 13th against wide receivers. All right. I'll give you that one.
Gee, thanks.
Pick 2, if Diggs don't play, Fowler, Fuller, or Doxson. It's definitely Fuller and hopefully Diggs. I guess maybe you played Benny Fowler.
He traveled with the team, and they say it looks real good for him to play Sunday. So I'd probably play Doxson over Fowler.
Really?
Yeah, just because of the quarterback. We've seen, you know, Trevor Siemian's making Demaryius Thomas look pedestrian. I'll take Kirk Cousins for Doxson.
All right. Maybe he'll have a day.
Pick
3, Fuller, Keenan Allen, Funchess, Thielen, and Buck Allen. And it's a peeper.
It's so. Allen, it's Thielen, it's Fuller.
You going to sit Funchess?
You going to sit Fuller?
You're going to sit Thielen.
You're going to sit Thielen?
Probably not Thielen against Cleveland.
Yeah, if you're playing Case Keenum, you know, his part of his success is Thielen.
Fuller, Allen, Thielen. Feels weird to sit Funchess, though. Thanks for all your help, guys. Show is always a must-listen for me every week. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, that's awesome.
He's been emailing us for a long time.
He has. Do appreciate that. King DJA says, what's up, fellas? Love your show. You guys are great. Well, thanks. Need help this week? It's a full-point peeper. Need 2 to start. Lamar Miller, Golden Tate, and Marlon Mack.
Well, not Golden Tate, so.
There you go. Yeah. Miller Mack. Question 2. I need 3 to start, and this is a stack right here. Demaryius Thomas, Tyler Lockett, Amir Abdullah, Tariq Cohen, Deontay Foreman, Kenny Galladay, Willie Snead.
Yikes.
Need 3.
Yikes.
So Amir Abdullah.
Sure. Okay.
Demaryius Thomas. Okay, not Lockett, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not Willie Snead, right? Not Galladay because he's hurt. So we're talking Tariq, Deontay, and Cohen.
No.
You got to get 1 out of there. If we're going to play Thomas and Abdullah,
I'd probably
play Cohen because Deontay Foreman's got Seattle.
All right, fine.
So there you go.
Trying to figure out if Golden Tate was actually going to play because now I'm like he's.
So you're back on question 1.
He might not miss time. So I just wanted to research that and figure out where he was. Because he is practicing. So keep an eye on that. Because if that's the case, you sit Marlon Mack there.
You do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, if Tate starts him, but certainly Miller. So back to Q2.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right.
It's Thomas, it's Abdullah, and it's Tariq Cohen.
Ew. That's brutal. Yeah, but there you have it.
There you have it.
We didn't draft these guys.
Milan says, I have Julio and AJ.
Julio.
So Kelvin Benji is riding on my bench. He was my injury insurance to the studs. I'm packaging him to upgrade my running backs with Dougie Martin. It will leave me with an opening to stash on the end of my bench for an Angels in the outfield. It could happen home run. My tight end is the ever non-sexy Kyle Rudolph. I could stash Josh Doxson, Vernon Davis, Greg Olsen, or Corey Davis. Can I roll the dice on Corey Davis there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Josh Doxson plays every week.
Yeah, but you're not looking for that.
Yeah.
You got Kelvin Benjamin. You could keep him for that.
Yeah, it would probably be Corey Davis.
I'd probably roll the dice on Corey Davis.
I don't know, though, man. As fragile as friggin' Reed is Davis.
Yeah, Vernon Davis might be a decent stash, too. It's one of those two.
You know what? I might go Davis there, because if you're looking
Which
for...
Davis?
I go Vernon Davis there, I think.
Okay.
Just because, you know, you got Kelvin Benjamin rotting on your bench. You're going to play him over Corey Davis, but because it's the same spot.
Right, but he's trading Benjamin for Dougie Martin.
Oh, well, shoot. I think I'd still go for Vernon Davis, just as a goof. Because really, you can always change your mind week after week, because chances are all those other guys are still going to be there if you change your mind.
True story, bruh.
So I think I'd go with Vernon
those
Davis.
Those be the emails.
There you go. T-Dub77 says, pick two, PPR, Amari Cooper at Buff, Dugginator at Carolina, Carlos Hyde at Philly.
Gross.
Pick two, so sit one. Who are you going to sit? You're going to sit Hyde, you're going to sit Martin, you're going to sit Cooper.
Hyde.
You're going to sit Carlos Hyde against Philly? That's a homer pick right there.
You're going to sit Doug Martin?
Yeah.
No, but they kept Chris Thompson relatively in check. He had a touchdown. Yeah. But he didn't have a huge game.
Yeah, I can sit Doug Martin against Carolina easily.
All right. You can go Doug Martin. That's fine. Just says Duke and Mixon on the bench. Mixon's probably going to go all the way off this week.
Mixon?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But I think you got to pine him, dude. So,
yeah, I would. I'd play Cooper and I'd play Hyde. That's fine. Sculpin says, still enjoying the show after years, boys. Hey, so are we. Thank you.
Only three posts, but he first registered in 2012.
Yeah. What's your opinion on Macklin or Paul Richardson as an end of the bench guy? I'll take the guy with a better quarterback at this point. That would be Richardson.
Yes.
While Macklin may claim to be the Ravens' number one receiver, he's oft injured. Pair that with Baltimore's inept offense, a bit more than five targets per game, and it makes him look cuttable.
He is cuttable.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't make him look cuttable, dude. It just plain and simple makes him cuttable. Richardson makes excellent plays with the ball when he gets it, which is never.
You're right. Dude, I really like Paul Richardson. I said it when I was doing the game. I really, really like the guy.
Yeah.
But again, that's an offense that's a little bit, you know, kind of weird, too.
It is.
Fantastic photo, by the way.
No, she works out, obviously.
That's a pug.
Saul's Monster, PAWG. If you want to know what that is, it's urbandictionary.com. We'll tell you what it is. Saul's Monster says, hey, guys, we'll try to call in, but just in case, would you go Juju or Jordan Matthews?
If he plays, I'd play Juju.
Yeah, I don't trust the Buffalo passing game.
Not only that, whatsoever. It looks like Deontay Thompson's going to be the...
Well, he had a game. He had a day.
He had a day, Kevin.
He had a dead day.
Yeah, but Jordan Matthews has been there forever, hadn't had a day.
Oh, I don't know. He was hurt for a while, so, you know.
Yeah, he played all last year, too. Didn't have a day.
He had a couple days in Philly.
He did not have a day.
He had a day.
I just want, every time you say it, I want to strangle you. Just brings back.
But after this question, you got to tell the story.
All right, I'll tell the story.
I love the show, guys. Keep up the good work. That was Derby City Aaron. That was no question. So,
going to refresh real quick.
Just
no
to
more.
Make sure.
That's it.
All right, so we'll keep this thread open for Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, people like to ask us about our...
the league.
The league, yeah. We're 4-3 in that league.
It's a Blog Talk Radio league.
Yeah, with other fantasy football shows. They call it an experts league, but you know how we feel about that word. We're 4-3 in that, second in our division. Had a couple losses in a row that kind of hurt. Actually, three losses in a row that hurt.
Yeah.
But was high scorer in the league last week. I don't know what that gets me.
Nothing.
But, so we're 4-3, trending up, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
So tell me about Have a Day.
All right. So I'm at the Eagles-Redskins game.
All right.
And the two seats that are directly behind mine, for those of you who don't know, I'm a season ticket holder with the Philadelphia Eagles. If you ever go to a game, look me up. Say hello. I'm in section 121, third row on the aisle. And the two seats right behind me are owned by a ticket broker. So they sell tickets and I sit on the opposing sideline. So inevitably, every single game,
you've got
an opposing team.
Yeah.
Fans there, particularly for the big games, Dallas, New York, et cetera.
Divisional. Yeah.
Washington, Monday night, sure. Right. So there's a guy behind me with his wife, I'm assuming, or girlfriend or whatever. And from the gate, the guy is out of, he's on the aisle too, and he's out of his seat, running up to the We're in the third row, so we're really close to the bench. He's running up to the bench, talking to the players, and he starts shouting these things. I'll try to get away from the mic. He's like, "Tighten up! Tighten up!" When they're on defense, attaboy! Attaboy! He always says it twice, right? And the one thing that he kept saying that annoyed me so much was he would come up to somebody, "Hey, Carrigan, have a day! Have a day!" And I just wanted to choke him. Yeah. And so there's so many of them. Tighten up, send them. When they were on defense, you know, send them. Like, he's part of the coaching staff. Yeah, attaboy, have a day.
And as it turned out,
they did not have a day.
The Eagles were able to toss up a 30 burger on him.
Yeah, he was. Doesn't make any sense.
The burger. It's a 30 burger.
He wow. said so many things, man.
Have a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, push the sticks.
Yeah.
That was push him. The sticks.
As soon as Lyle said, have a day, I'm like, that's going to be a thing.
You had a day.
Have a day, Lyle.
Have a day, Carrigan. God, I just wanted to choke him. Seemed like he was a nice guy. Just got excited, you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't being a jerk about anything.
And your buddy across the aisle is like, we have to put up with this all night.
Yeah, Philly Frank. We call him Philly Frank. His name is not Frank.
Should be.
His name's like Ryan or something, but we call him Philly Frank.
It can't
be Ryan. It's like Ryan, dude.
It's not a Ryan.
Dude, I'm telling
that
you,
that is
man.
So not
I
a Ryan.
I was shocked when I found out, but he's just hardcore Philly Italian dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And the attitude, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Huh? And the first time the dude runs up there, he looks over at me and he just picks his hands up and shrugs his shoulders. He's like, we're going to deal with this all day? What's this about? He's like, next time he does that, trip him. That's what he said.
Oh, beautiful.
Guys in front of us got kicked out, Eagles fans.
Did they really?
Yeah, like six of them.
Is that the same group of people?
No. All the way to the front row. I don't know what happened, but the people on the field actually called security on him and had him come down.
Must have been throwing stuff.
The dude who was sitting right there, the security guard that was sitting right there, said they didn't do anything. And I was talking to the guard that came up. I was like, dude, there was like six or seven guards came up. And I was like, dude, they didn't do anything. Like, they're joking around and stuff. They're loud, but we all are.
Yeah. It's an Eagles game on a Monday night.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't see them throw anything, but maybe they did.
Well, they still got thrown out, even though guard that was standing right there said they didn't do anything.
Yep. The people on the field, the guards on the field called and said, have these guys removed.
Wow. So,
they get removed. And one dude did want to get out of a seat, and they yoked him up out of there.
Yes, I'd like to see somebody try to yoke me up out of a seat.
It'd take a couple somebodies, but I imagine they'd get you up. See, they wouldn't have to. If they were like, oh, you got to go, you'd be like, all right, let's go up here and talk about it.
Well, not only that, but I wouldn't do anything that, well, maybe I would.
Depends. You got a dude up in your ear talking about, have a day. Yeah. You might be like, bro.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, I tend to.
It was pretty annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lyle texts me, this guy is really annoying. My reply, you two should get along famously. All right, we're out of here. We'll be back on Saturday for the Saturday call-in show, Q&A. Get your questions in.
Saturday.
Write this number down, 609-733-TFFG.
That's not the number.
650-733-8334. What did I say?
609.
Jersey. All right, 650-733-8334. That'll be the number. Saturday. All right, we're out, bitches. Have a good rest of the week.
Have yourselves a day.
Have a day.
Love you, mean it.